This is TechCrunch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spend management startup Ramp has raised another $150 million at a post-money valuation of $7.65 billion, the company confirmed to TechCrunch today. New investor Khosla Ventures and existing backer Founders Fund co-led the raise, which also included participation from new backers Sequoia Capital, Greylock, and 8VC. Other existing investors, Thrive Capital, General Catalyst, Sands Capital, D1 Capital, Lux Capital, Iconic Capital, Definition Capital, Contrary Capital, also put money into the latest round. The raise is characterized as an extension of Ramp's Series D, in which the fintech company raised $300 million at a 28% lower valuation of $5.8 billion. The latest capital infusion brings it back closer to the $8.1 billion valuation it had achieved in March of 2022. With this raise, Ramp has secured $1.2 billion in equity financing and $700 million in committed debt funding since its 2019 inception. In March 2023, co-founder and CEO Eric Glyman told TechCrunch that the company saw its revenue grow by 4x in 2022, led by its fastest-growing segment of bill pay, but was not yet profitable. The company had crossed $100 million in annualized revenue before its third birthday in March 2022 and said last summer that it had passed $300 million in annualized revenue. While Ramp declined to reveal updated revenue figures, Glyman told TechCrunch today that in the first quarter of this year, the startup's total purchase volume and revenue growth increased faster quarter over quarter than it did over the same period in 2023 on a much larger base. Notably, Keith Rabois led the investment for new backer Khosla, having recently moved to the firm from Founders Fund. Apparently, there were no hard feelings on the part of Founders Fund, which still participated in the financing even without Rabois. The relationship with Founders Fund runs so deep, Glyman said, as the company was its first institutional investor since its very early days. While they work with the whole team there, Glyman pointed to partners Napoleon Ta and Delian Aspuruov as being the most involved since Rabois' departure. Rabois originally represented Founders Fund and has sat on Ramp's board since 2019. Glyman said he believes that Ramp's continued emphasis on artificial intelligence, AI, also helped attract Khosla's interest. Khosla is an early investor in OpenAI. They were so ahead of the curve in investing with OpenAI and in what's happening in the AI world that, of course, so we were thrilled, he added. Ramp counts over 25,000 companies across a variety of industries as customers. Interestingly, venture-backed startups represent a minority of its customer base, which includes farms, shops, hospitals, and nonprofits. Glyman told TechCrunch that the new funding will be used to triple down on innovation, including using AI capabilities to automate cumbersome processes, provide deeper insights into spending, enhance decision-making capabilities, and more. Last November, Ramp announced a new integration with Microsoft Copilot as part of its efforts to incorporate AI into its offering. I think there's this shift in AI investment from primarily being on these large infrastructure models to the application layer, Glyman said. Ramp will also put the money toward acquisitions. In January, the company announced it had acquired AI-powered startup Venue as it expanded its procurement offering. Generally, in the past few years, Ramp has been on what might look like a buying spree. In August 2021, Ramp purchased Buyer, a negotiation-as-a-service platform that claimed to save its clients money on big-ticket purchases, such as annual software contracts. Then last year, Ramp acquired Cohere.io, not to be confused with OpenAI competitor Cohere. Cohere.io was a startup that built an AI-powered customer support tool. Presently, Ramp has about 730 full-time employees, up from 495 a year ago. Presently, Ramp has about 730 full-time employees, up from 495 a year ago. Want more fintech news in your inbox? Sign up for TechCrunch Fintech in a link embedded in the text version of this article. Want to reach out with a tip? Email Marianne Azevedo at marianne@techcrunch.com or send a message on Signal at 408.204.3036. You can also send a note to the whole TechCrunch crew at tips@techcrunch.com. For more secure communications, click on a link embedded in the text version of this article, which includes SecureDrop and links to encrypted messaging apps. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.